Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is prime time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. After almost a year of working from home and now in a world where social distancing has become a way of life, more of us are finally being allowed to go back to the office to work. But aside from social distancing, other measures are still in place and workplaces need a rebuild and have an inspiring place where people can feel safe returning to work in this new never normal. For more insights, we speak to Mike King, who is Deputy Managing Director, IKEA Southeast Asia. Mike, thanks for your time.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good, thanks for asking. So the future is upon us, right, Mike? How can organizations no longer delay this change? Why has there been this resistance in the first place? They really need to transform themselves, don't they?
Yeah, we've, of course, as well as other organizations, been on that same journey in what has been unprecedented times in the last year and a bit. We of course, have a very big focus in our organization on our people and their safety and their well-being. And we, as we planned to come back out of COVID and back into the offices, we of course, started to look at our total environment. And being a home furnishings company, the quality and the standard of our offices and also the compliance to what is allowed is super important for us. So, yeah, it's preparing ourselves to come out of what has become a bit of a normal has been a big undertaking for us in recent months.
Talk to us about the challenges you folks at IKEA faced. How did you get past them, so to speak? I mean, office design, especially in these kinds of challenging times, doesn't feel like something that's top of mind for companies.
Yeah, I think there's many industries that have really struggled with revenue in these difficult times. And we have had a strange situation in that people have really focused on home. So with a lot of people spending more time at home, either working, taking care of kids, looking after elders, and more than they ever did with them going normally to the office each day, I think there's been an increased interest and focus on the home, which has benefited us as a business. But then if we look more internally, of course, the restrictions that COVID has placed on the business has been a real challenge, both in terms of how we can get around the region and be involved in the day-to-day operations of the business. We are a regional office in Singapore that we travel quite a bit in the region, and that's, of course, been impossible. And then, more importantly, the day-to-day interaction and collaboration that is typical to many companies, but very, very strong within the IKEA sort of business culture and values, has been very difficult. And we've been forced, like many organizations, to go digitally with this. A lot of what we've done, we never thought would be possible until we were forced to do it. And there is a lot of benefits in that we've taken from and connected with each other in a better way than previously we did without physically being together. But of course, we also really value that physical interaction, that ability to take a quick coffee and sort something out, or to have a quick brainstorm session face-to-face. There is a power in being with each other. So we've really been planning about how we can come back to be able to do that, but do it in a way that people feel comfortable, they feel secure, they feel safe, that we're compliant with the regulations. So, yeah, as you say, it's not revenue generating directly, but of course, having an organization that functions well with each other, that is happy, that is creative, that is looking for entrepreneurial ideas. Yeah, that's very important for us. So having the office as the sort of background and the sort of arena to be able to do that has been a big focus for us.
Give us some examples of what you folks at IKEA are doing. So let's say that much talked about collaborating at the water cooler, so to speak, interaction, if you will, that's been lost much part of last year. How can we recreate that in a safe manner?
Yeah, I mean, we're still getting used to the social distancing part of it, and we've made it super clear in the office that we first and foremost we need to comply, and everyone's doing a great job with that. But when it came to the design of the offices, I suppose one of the things that we have as a competitive advantage is we have a lot of talent in our organization who is their primary day job is to design space and to create functional space that really works. So when we started to look at the old office, which we could have just reopened and we all come back into it, but there was many elements of that, not necessarily linked with COVID, that we weren't as happy with. It was very functional. We got used to it and it did the job, but it wasn't inspiring. And when we looked at the new space we would have to create, both in terms of compliance, but also how maybe the business world had shifted and how we work together shifted. So some of the key elements of the new office design have a really central a pantry area where a nice big space where people can take a break, have a coffee, but not sort of on top of each other, but a really good space there. And then very much around spacing the desks out, no one with a designated desk, no one in the organization, apart from a couple of the people working with confidential information who need a set system, work on the same location every day. So each day you come in, you book your desk for the day. So we spacing people out in the general office area. And then on the collaboration part and the meeting part that you referenced in your question, then very much we've built spaces now where it's a mix of sort of formal desks, relaxed space, open, not just closed rooms, where so people can hear what's going on in the room. So it's much more open and then technology-based, because we have people out in the region who we need to connect with. So most of the rooms are also equipped with the technology to connect across the different countries. So yeah, it's very much around creating a space that is fit for the sort of function that we need today in the way that we have to operate because of COVID, but also about the way that the world is changing and how we connect with each other.
But if I may, Mike, this is kind of really your jam. So obviously you're making it sound really easy. How can other organizations give this a bit of a think, or do they get some help?
Yeah, well, of course, as you say, home furnishings is our reason for being, and we focus on this every day. Ironically, 18 months ago, we already initiated a project where we decided that we wanted to go back into in a really big way IKEA for Business. So, in previous iterations over the years, we've worked with IKEA direct with business clients. With some success, but also a little bit of inconsistency. So we said we wanted to build an organization that could be able to address the different needs of the business community as opposed to a normal home furnishings customer. And then ironically, we started that off and then COVID hit, but we kept the project rolling. And then what we're doing now is we're launching IKEA for Business in Singapore and the other countries in the region. We have a dedicated team that we've recruited and trained and got the organization in place that we can connect better then with businesses from F&B, the hospitality industry, the office segment. So many different sort of verticals that we've identified where there is a demand for the IKEA product, but they need a little bit more service. And that includes, as you were indicating, to their sort of planning capability. So now we have an offer out in the market where we can provide all of those sort of project management, coordination, office planning services, as well as, of course, the very familiar IKEA product that is at the base of the offer. But of course, we do know there's customers out there that we've worked with them in the past that want to renovate 200 or 300 apartments, want to fit out a whole apartment block. And then we can work with them on that. But of course, it's not like the typical IKEA experience where you can walk in on the morning and walk out with your kitchen in the afternoon. You know, we have to work on timelines, but we've now set ourselves up to be able to do that. So
how's it going so far though?
Yeah, we only launched it a couple of weeks ago, but the response has been fantastic. I think we all knew that the demand was there, and we know that there's a lot of companies out there that are in the same dilemma that we found ourselves in, which is they want to go back. They have to go back. But they want to go back in a different way. They need to reimagine their office space. And we've been contacted by quite a few companies in Singapore who've seen the example of what we've done. They've heard the story and they're very interested in what we've done and what we can then support them with within their space. And of course, it won't be a cookie cutter sort of cut and paste operation, because there's different cultural needs, different space. But that's, I suppose, the skill of the interior designers in the team, that they can then bring that to life with the need to the customers.
Yeah, because it's really beyond functionality only, right? I mean, you want your people to feel safe and then as a result, happy and then productive.
Absolutely. I think it's, the needs and the desires of the business are super important. And of course, ultimately, it will come down to having some functional space, but there's so much more to it, both in terms of, you know, ambience and atmosphere, and that their offices reflect the culture and values of the business. We have a very flat, straightforward organization, but not all organizations are the same, and the offices should reflect that. So yeah, it's very much working through a work brief process where the client describes what they need, and then our designers and design team sort of interpret that with the IKEA offer, and then provide a sort of end-to-end solution. So yeah, that's and of course, like all we have a lot of experience, but we have a lot to learn in this area as well. So we of course are learning as we go with the different needs and desires of the customers. But with the sort of the power and the strength of IKEA behind it. So yeah, we have a for the first time a really regional dedicated team whose only focus is to make this work. So.
And you folks at IKEA are prepared for change, so to speak, ever on the cusp of evolution, only because, yeah, these are volatile times. We don't know what will happen tomorrow.
No, this is true. And then we've learned a lot about our own leadership and our own management in this COVID time. And I guess the one thing that we would all say is the glue that holds it all together is communication, both internally and externally, to be open to discussion. And when decisions are taken, to really make sure that those decisions are clearly communicated to everyone that they impact, all the different stakeholders in the whole operation. And we're really proud of the way that we handled ourselves through COVID as a retail operation. We worked a lot with the governments. They were very pleased with what we did. And we feel like we have a responsibility as one of the major retailers in Singapore to do the right thing and to be at the forefront of what, as you say, you think is the right thing. It might be the wrong thing, but then have the strength of change that if we didn't get it right. And yeah, so we've been on a continual journey with that, because as you say, the rules of the game and the change in sort of developments of COVID right from the early days through to where we are now. I mean, you have to be on your toes, and you have to be agile and communicate with each other continually.
Mike, thanks so much for your insights.
No, you're welcome. Nice to talk to you. Thanks.
Mike King, Deputy Managing Director, IKEA Southeast Asia. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.